A couple other bouncers converged on Ben, Yasmin, and the two attackers.
"We'll clean up this mess," Wendell said. "You might want to get out of here before the bobbies arrive."
Yasmin gave the bouncer one last glance, hooked Ben's arm, and led him out of the club onto the cool, damp street in London.
"Did you know those men would be there?"
Ben asked. "I had received reasonably reliable intel that they might make their move tonight. My counterparts didn't believe me." She shrugged and turned right, stepping out with purpose. "Guess they were wrong." Ben hurried to catch up, curious about this woman who could choke the life out of a man with her thighs, get up, and walk away like it was part of her normal exercise routine. For all he knew, that move could be.
"Do you mind telling me who you are and why the Navy SEALs have been tasked to work with a former Interpol, now CIA agent, on a covert operation?"
"When we get to a safe location, I'll tell you what I know. In the meantime, keep your eyes open. Those two gunmen probably weren't the only ones scheduled to attack."
An explosion rocked the street several blocks from where they were. Ben stopped and spun toward the sound. Yasmin's hand on his arm halted him before he could run toward the noise.
"It's already done. There's not much you can do to help those people. By the time you get there, the police and ambulances will have arrived. You'll only be in the way."
She took his hand.
"Come on. We have an operation to kick off and no time to waste."
As if to emphasize her prediction, the wail of sirens sounded in the distance. People emerged from buildings, stared at the skyline, and huddled in groups, whispering. Ben tapped his earbud communication device.
"Connected with my contact. Moving to a safe location. We'll report in when I know more."
"You weren't part of that explosion we heard, were you?"
Irish asked.
"No,"
Ben said.
"It wasn't anywhere close to us."
"Good to know,"
Irish responded.
"So who's your contact?"
"I'll tell you when I know more," Ben said.
"Ha,"
Stingray interjected.
"He's a she, you dog. I'll bet she's gorgeous. Tell us where you are. I want to meet this sweet thing."
Ben tapped the earbud several times.
"You're breaking up. Contact you when I can."
"Breaking up my ass,"
Stingray said as Ben turned off the earbud. Yasmin glanced over her shoulder without slowing.
"Your teammates?"
"Yep."
"I take it you're on a tracker, too."
She ducked down an alley between buildings. Ben hurried after her.
"Yep."
"They'll follow."
Probably. As little as Ben had revealed, they'd be too curious to wait for him to give a location. Stingray and Irish would have the handheld tracker on by now. Ben's lips quirked upward. They'd be surprised by the beautiful woman they'd find with him. And if they tried to sneak up on him, he might have the pleasure of watching her kick their asses.